What's up, superstar? Hope you're feeling good this Friday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news because of you. Now, we start today with a grim reminder. Many of us will lose a precious hour of sleep this weekend. Time to spring forward, set those clocks forward by 1 hour this Sunday for most of the United States and a few dozen countries around the world that follow daylight saving time. Daylight saving was first put in place in the early 1900s in Europe and in the U.S. during World War I to lengthen daylight to save fuel and power. In the U.S., states aren't required by law to change their clocks. Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some territories in the Pacific and Caribbean don't observe daylight saving time. But since its adoption, debate has become pretty heated over whether daylight saving is necessary and whether it's potentially bad for our health. Over the last three decades, studies have shown the one-hour change disrupts body rhythms that are normally tuned to Earth's rotation. Other studies have shown the extra hour of daylight makes people happier and improves mental health. So, should it stay or should it go? Any change in the U.S. would require an act of Congress, which hasn't seen a major push on the issue since the U.S. Senate passed legislation in 2022 to make daylight saving time permanent. It then failed to get a vote in the House. Now to news out of the Vatican in Italy. Pope Francis is in stable condition after nearly a month of battling acute respiratory failure from double pneumonia. Information about a pope's health has historically been closely guarded by the Vatican, but that's changed with Pope Francis, who has had daily health updates released to the public. Our Ben Wiedemann has more.
It is now 20 days that Pope Francis has been in Rome's Gemelli Hospital being treated for a persistent case of double pneumonia. How much longer he'll be here? Not at all clear. Wednesday morning, the Vatican press office said he rested well during the night and woke up shortly after 8 a.m. local time. Vatican sources say he's continuing treatment and undergoing physical therapy. The sources tell CNN Francis is now receiving oxygen through a nasal tube. Overnight, he used an oxygen mask, which helps patients breathe better and thus sleep better. The Pope will miss Ash Wednesday service, the Vatican says. Officials stress the pontiff's condition is complex. Complex indeed, considering that Monday Pope Francis suffered two episodes of what the Vatican described as acute respiratory failure.
During times of crisis, communities rely on first responders. During January's tragic collision between a jet and a helicopter near D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, teams of first responders immediately showed up to help. Well, many of them were left coping with devastating memories from what they witnessed. So, who helps the helpers? Well, one firefighter has a nonprofit that's on a mission to help improve the health and well-being of first responders as they face the mental, physical, emotional challenges of their work. It's called Food for Thought.
What does a first responder do when they can't respond? If I show up to a scene and a person is dead, it's called DOA, dead on arrival. This was a bit different. You still had to engage. I think support is needed. Ongoing support is needed for those first responders, just based on the fact that it wasn't business as usual that day. Just because it's not at the front page of the newspaper or at the headlines of the media doesn't mean those images go away for first responders. And not only that, we deal with traumatic experiences every day. And I wanted to figure out a way, how do we support total wellness, not just from a nutritional standpoint, but a total holistic standpoint. When this recent incident happened with the plane and helicopter collision, I felt like it was the opportune time to start Food for Thought.
That's it.
With this Food for Thought initiative, one technique is physically, like getting people moving, doing breathing exercises, but then also having them stop to think. I don't know that in between calls they get that opportunity.
Recognizing that when we're unpacking memories, we need to process it in an expressive way.
This is what God has called me to do as a first responder. One, to serve my community, but also to serve those who serve us being first responders.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Apollo 17 astronaut Harrison Schmitt used what winter sport to train for the mission's moonwalk? Curling, skiing, luge, or bobsleigh? If you said skiing, play on Slay On. The geologists used cross-country skiing to prepare for the moon's cratered surface during the final manned lunar landing mission in 1972. Snowboarding legend Shaun White has more Olympic and X Games medals than anyone in the history of the sport. He revolutionized, popularized this sport when he burst onto the global scene as a youngster. Now the 38-year-old is changing the game again, creating the Snow League. It's like NFL or NBA for winter sports. It airs on Peacock starting today, and I asked him all about it just a bit ago. Shaun White, the legend, the GOAT, you created the Snow League. I mean, what went into this? What was the impetus for this? This is so exciting.
You know, I just noticed that the entire snowboarding season and winter free ski season was just really disjointed. You know, there was no connecting thread, just like any traditional sports. It's something that the sport desperately needs, and I'm excited to be the one to usher in this new era of, you know, winter competition. So we've created this entire tour. Four stops will be in Aspen, China, Switzerland, and then back to Aspen again. So it's a very exciting time. I've just been so fortunate. You know, I came into a sport that was really misunderstood, and you know, even my principals at my school were like, well, you just don't find your sport legitimate. You know, so people really didn't understand it, and it was looked at as a daredevil sort of sport. And I felt like my entire career was, you know, out there trying to legitimize, you know, the athleticism of what it takes to actually do what we're doing. And I felt like I reached new heights. You know, if there was a way for me to give back to the sport and the next generation of athletes, like, this is it. It's like creating this tour, and putting these athletes on the pedestal, and just showing what they're capable of.
For this 10-minute news show I do called CNN 10 geared towards the next generation with about 3 million youngsters watching around the world every day, because we are.
All right.
What is your message to them about when you face tough times in life, when you see an obstacle and you just want to maybe think about giving up, but you don't?
The biggest problem people have is that they don't think that they should have problems, right? And so these challenges in life, these upset moments, like, those are the things that make you grow in life. And we grow as people from the hard times, not the good times, when we're challenged, when we have to kind of evolve and change. And so, you know, looking back, you know, it's all about like learning from those mistakes, learning from those lessons, and pushing through.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a sassy pink poodle. It was Catch Me If You Canine for Molly, the hot pink poodle who wiggled off her leash, then took off on an hours long escape. It turned into a police chase. The 7-pound pup crossed a busy highway, ran through the woods, even jumped into New Jersey's freezing cold Passaic River. One officer said it was like chasing cotton candy. Despite her best efforts, firefighters using boats finally captured Molly and brought her home safe and sound. We are sending some love today to the Rams at Couch Middle School in Grayson, Georgia. I see you, Gabrielle. And I gotta give a shout out to Miss Placido's super seniors at Manchester Township High in Manchester Township, New Jersey. Hawks, thank you for the swag, for the handwritten cards. We appreciate you starting your day with us for so many years. Rise up, everyone. Cue that Friday music, Nadir. Make the most of your Friday. Go out, put a smile on someone's face this week, and remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.